When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ace's joke of the day, beavers biting people, and a vaccinated llama. We'll have that all coming up right after this.
With the cost of gasoline, I wish they'd throw in Vaseline. Cause when I fill my tank with gas, I feel this sharp pain in my ass. Keep my car rolling, it's like that nozzle's up my colon. Now I see how petroleum jelly got its name. Hey! And when I say I need some help, the station says go pump yourself, and pumps used euphemistically, said almost sadistically, while everyone is asking why, I ask please pass the KY. Now I see how petroleum jelly got its name.
Hey!
Oh, keychain.
Wow.
Since they're gonna have their way, the least the gas stations could say, with every fill up, every man gets a free prostate exam.
Ouch.
And all the guys who work full service wear latex gloves, so don't get nervous. Now I see how petroleum jelly got its name.
Ho!
Well...
We're just waiting for the cast to actually show up for work. Here's more Bob and Tom Extra.
Get better.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Fire him.
At the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
I got a lot going on over here. Okay.
Pat Godwin at the Oxford Gold Group Performance Room. He's not wrong. You could try. There's Josh Arnold.
I accept your apology.
I Hate Steven Singer sidekick chair.
Hello.
There's Ace Cosby.
Well, at look
the track
at that.
Phone hotline control.
Guess what?
He's
what?
At control. There's Willie Griswold. Shut up. And there's Tom Griswold. Now
did you
go.
Just tell Tom shut up?
Yep. There's Tom.
Wow.
He was right, too.
Made a minor error a few minutes ago. I've apologized, and I've accepted Josh's apology also.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this
you
is
should have seen him during off. What day is Christmas on?
I asked a simple question.
I don't know. What is it Saturday? I thought I was just saying. We're all holding giant computers in our hands.
Yeah, I don't know what day you're thinking. Do you not use your calendar?
This is how conversation
so
works.
I said,
hey,
call,
by the way, what day is Christmas?
You don't know how conversation works.
Yeah.
Josh, how does conversation with Tom work?
It's usually a give and take, a back and forth, a tete-a-tete,
uh-huh.
If you will.
And what about Tom? How does it work? You tell him about an adventure, and what does Tom say?
I can do better than that. It's a competition. It's a one-up.
Okay, well, in my story, everybody dies.
Here we go.
It's a Saturday.
You weren't in here for the conversation where Tom confessed that he purchased the wrong kind of flax seed.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
Yes.
As Jimmy Pardo would say, I'm fascinated. Tell me more.
That's a wrap. If you don't get the ground flax seed, if you eat regular flax seed, it just passes right through you. You get no value from it. You've got your peppered turds.
Okay, wait a second. You peppered yelled at me turds. When I still talked about quinoa turds, and now you're talking about peppered
wasn't
turds?
Wasn't she a Zeppelin groupie?
Actually, we're in for a special treat. I'm so excited.
What?
Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is a rare treat on a Friday.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice?
He's back.
Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
I took my blind friend out for dinner last night.
Did you?
He had the seafood. Didn't help.
That was
he had the seafood.
Didn't help.
You're happy about that?
Don't.
Are you proud of yourself?
I demand to know what you're laughing at.
The joke. The humor.
You ever do this one where
humor.
You fill your mouth and you start chewing, and then you say to someone unknowing, you go, do you like seafood?
Yes, I hate
open
that.
Open your mouth and go, see, food. Oh, it's a classic.
I prefer the I'm on a 11? Seafood diet. Yeah. When I see food, I eat it. I
think that's very good. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah. Now, Christy.
Tom.
We have a news story that is going to require Mr. Godwin once again to get out the musical instruments there in the Oxford Gold Performance.
I have an idea. I know what you're talking about.
Christy's texting a boy.
No, I have to say it's my daughter. Never mind.
What's going on with her?
Nothing.
I'll just message her on OnlyFans if you want.
Did she get home yet?
Are the tests positive?
Is she home yet?
What is wrong with you people?
Should we start calling you Grandma now? What's going on?
Oh,
tell your daughter her OnlyFans is good, but less T, more A. I mean, I like the T, but there's just been a lot of it
people,
lately. More A.
Excuse
me.
I think if she wants to do a focus group, A is far and away more popular.
Could we get back to the news?
A Massachusetts man says he was nearly gnawed to death by a beaver.
Oh,
good Lord, that'd be a horrible way to die.
Yes. It
would. Gnawed to death.
According to the Greenfield Recorder, Mark Press Piracini was swimming in a remote Franklin County pond when he was attacked by a presumably rabid beaver.
First of all, who swims in a remote pond?
Let me tell you something. Some of the finest swimming in this part of the country is over at me and Dickie.
But if there's a beaver dam there,
I normally leave you be.
They're
more scared of you than you are of them.
So let me ask you a question. You're out in the country. Let's say you're going swimming in a rural pond.
Right.
You check it for beavers before you get in?
I'm not going swimming in a rural pond. It's full of snakes and alligators.
Think that the one that's near the city doesn't have snakes?
Christy, God made pools for a reason.
So you don't get into a pond or a lake at all, is what you're saying?
Well, it depends. If it's Lake Michigan, sure.
You don't think there are any...
Lake Michigan.
That's why he wears the socks.
There are no snakes in Lake Michigan.
Well, there are some...
You don't think there's E. coli in Lake Michigan?
You don't think there are beavers in Lake Michigan?
I doubt it.
Maybe in some sort of cove.
Yes, yeah, sure. Care. And the Gill Man lives there.
Of course he
does. Well, there's no doubt of that, yes.
The 73-year-old almost drowned while trying to fight off the animal and swim to safety.
This is horrifying.
Piracini lost chunks of skin, fractured a finger, tore a tendon in another finger, and was covered in lacerations following the attack. He was treated by Benjamin Woodard at Bay State Franklin Medical Center.
A man named Woodard saved him from the beaver.
Mm-hmm. Received 5 rounds of shots to ward off rabies. Piracini recalled, the beaver started on my leg. I never saw him. I thought it was some weird mutant lake trout.
Saw him.
He surfaced near my head, grabbed my head, went to bite my head. I punched him a couple of times.
Piracini
said the 35 to 40 pound beaver repeatedly dove underwater and resurfaced to attack him again.
You like to beat up a beaver?
I would like an excuse to beat up a small animal, yes. I wouldn't want to harm a small animal.
Oh, a small animal.
Yes, but if one came to me, I... Boom.
You ever been beaten up by a beaver, Tom?
No.
In court? Hang on.
The photographs of this is, they're gruesome.
I don't want to see him.
This guy's got massive cuts all over, a splint.
Explain them. Don't leave out any detail.
Now, you're familiar with the movie Zombievers, right?
No, I'm not.
About these zombie beavers that attack?
No.
And it's cameos by John Mayer and Bill Burr. And
really?
Yeah.
I am not familiar at all with that.
Entertaining.
Zombievers?
Zombievers, yes. It's funny.
Okay, well, I wouldn't this guy have known that there was a beaver dam right there?
No.
Not necessarily. I mean, sometimes you just think it's a bundle of sticks.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Zombievers theme song from the movie.
Zombievers.
Is this Richard Cheese?
I think it is Dick Cheese, yeah.
You hear your sweetheart scream. She tells you why.
Lovely.
She saw one in the bathroom. It's no lie. It's a zombiever.
They're nasty.
Animated by toxic goo. A random genetic mistake.
Who is this?
They're semi-aquatic.
It might be Richard Cheese.
Boys and girls, stay away from the lake. Zombievers.
This guy's a great singer. This is a terrific arrangement.
Yes. It's right up your alley. Yeah.
And he told you about the movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's got everything I love in a song.
Yeah.
No, I was not aware of the zombie.
They were made by Toxic Goo. Yeah.
Sure, oh,
yeah.
You won't watch
it. John Mayer and Bill Burr are driving the truck that spills the toxic goo.
Leave it to those two.
No.
Okay, cool.
Wait, Bill Burr knows John Mayer?
And vice versa.
Well, there's your one. There's your connection.
There's my connection.
Will they find a home?
sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
So back to the story. This guy's attacked by, it says, a huge beaver.
Yep.
And he had to get rabies shots?
Yes.
Sure.
Of course he did.
Do they still do those in the stomach?
Yep. I think so.
Yeah.
Numerous.
Five. Series of five.
Ooh. This story is just horrifying.
Yes, it is.
Well, it is horrifying, yeah.
This guy's swimming, attacked by a huge
beaver.
Said
if he had to swim 10 more yards, he would have died.
So they need to put a sign up at this place saying, beware of beavers.
Well,
that would get stolen so fast.
Yeah. First of all, and I think it was just a random, it may have been a pond on his property. I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounded like just a rural
Had the beaver
pond.
Not been rabid, this wouldn't have happened.
Okay, now this guy says, from the DNR, whatever it is, people should avoid beaver dens.
Well, yes.
Beavers typically warn humans by slapping their tails.
Yeah, that's what they do. It's crazy.
Flap, wow. Flap, yeah. Flap.
Okay, well, I'm glad the guy's okay. Rabies shots in the belly. No, thank you. Christy Lee is at the beautiful Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk. What else have you got over there?
Well, keeping with our animal theme, a bull that escaped from a Long Island farm back in July has finally been captured. The 1,500-pound animal nicknamed Barney was corralled this week after spending 2 months on the lam. Suffolk County.
That lamb is worn out.
Yeah, I bet.
Suffolk County SPCA Chief Roy Gross said the bull will live out his days at the Skylands Animal Sanctuary and Rescue in Wantage, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Roy Gross. What can I do for you?
They caught him. I remember this. Wasn't he on the way to the slaughterhouse?
Yeah.
So, no, yeah, that's a sweet. Gets to live.
Yes.
You know, they caught him.
Oh.
A stakeout.
Hey! Next.
Yeah. Because they had beef with
you
them.
Know,
they can all do this.
I'm laughing at how stupid that is.
Right? I love these stories about the animals that escape on their way to the slaughterhouse.
And I'm glad that they're letting him live. They should be able to live.
They figured it out.
And I've always said, if in the bullfights, if the bull wins, hey.
Yeah, the bull should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it out to the pasture. Let it have a nice life.
And what Chrissy just said was bull should.
I did.
Yes.
Loney. Police in Florida are saying a man tried to trade in a vehicle from the same dealership he allegedly stole it from.
Die.
According to WLVTV.
News. Stupid people.
No, no. WLVTV.
No, it's
Lovitz News.
No, it's WTLVTV. I'm sorry. I screwed up. I know I ruined your joke again.
So if it were WLVTV.
Is there nothing you can't ruin? My God.
I know. It's all my fault.
You're watching my news. Jealous?
Lake City police responded to a report of a stolen vehicle at a Chrysler Dodge Jeep dealership earlier this week.
Chrysler?
The employees told officers a man was trying to trade in his vehicle for a new one. However, when they checked the VIN number, they found the vehicle was stolen from the dealership's lot a few days earlier.
Oh.
Police said the man admitted to stealing the vehicle. He was arrested on charges including grand theft of a motor vehicle and criminal mischief.
What an idiot.
What an idiot. Right.
Although.
What?
In the current market, very tough situation with a lot of cars waiting for those chips. And a lot of interesting stuff going on in the car market. I'm surprised they didn't take the trade.
Yeah, they may have still taken. Well, they got it back for sure, yeah.
We know you stole it, but I tell you what, we need some good used cars here. We'll take it. Couldn't he use the extended test drive defense?
He kept it for 3 days? What was it?
What is the limit on a test drive?
How I think it depends on your salesperson.
Right. At what point can you plead ignorance? I'm sorry, I thought I could test drive this for a while.
Sir, you had the car for 6 months.
Wow. Yeah, yeah. Test driving. I wanted to see how it is seasonally.
Wanted to see if the heat's
even. I'm sure you've kept a car a couple days, probably, haven't you?
I've kept it overnight.
No. Test drive?
You've never kept a car overnight for a test
drive. You still always do the traditional afternoon with the sales guy.
Take it for a drive, if possible.
All by yourself.
I made the mistake one time of not doing that.
You bought a car without driving it?
Yes. Oof, big error.
Yeah. Dude.
Dealerships love me.
I got rid of it quickly.
Me too.
Because I walk in, I go, I'm not leaving without a car.
I find that
hard. You tell them that up front?
I go, let's figure this out.
Do you get dropped off? You have a pal take you there?
I always trade in.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
All right.
Okay. And once again, yours truly is...
They see me rolling. They hate it. Patrolling and trying to catch me riding dirty.
I'm riding dirty right now.
I love how the police are hating because they're catching him committing a crime.
Yes.
Why you gotta be hating? Well, you have a dead person in the backseat.
These haters over here.
Don't arrest a real criminal.
You know that there are going to be cops waiting for you now.
God, I hope so.
God, wouldn't that be great?
I paid for my new plate. I paid for it, but it hasn't come yet.
Cuff him in the
No, I know. That happened to me, too.
God, I can't wait till what really has happened.
Why didn't you just move the old plate over to this car?
Will you tell me what really happened?
I tried that, and first of all, I had nothing to do with it. Amy did it, so.
See, you know, this would never happen to a stoner. This would never happen to a stoner because you never break the law twice, okay? We are responsible people. We always have our papers updated, our stickers ready.
Officials in Oregon have greenlit dating again, provided both parties are vaccinated against COVID-19. Oregon Live and the Oregonian report back in April of 2020, the Oregon Health Authority advised, quote, you are your safest sex partner to prevent the spread of the virus.
I can't wait to get at me.
Yeah, I do. They essentially had a whack it campaign. Yeah.
18 months later, they have a new message. It is safe to get intimate again as long as you and the person you're dating are both vaccinated and are taking COVID-19 precautions.
Did anyone really?
No, of course not. No.
The agency's other dating tips include... Consider outdoor activities for your date.
Oh, like banging in the backyard?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Doing it in a pumpkin patch, that kind of thing.
Postpone meeting up if your date is experiencing COVID-19 symptoms.
You think?
Well, duh.
Hey, take off the respirator, Susie. I need a little bit of action.
poor Oregon, just trying to help people, and you go, really? That's pretty obvious.
Well, look at this obvious one. Wear a mask and social distance inside public spaces or crowded outdoor events. Can't hold hands. You got to sit. Hey, are you having fun over there?
Wear a mask the whole time?
Yeah, that would.
I wouldn't touch you with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, I'm not really feeling much down there. Can you take the mask off? I'm wearing underwear.
Is the lover's name Billy?
Above all,
what'd you say?
Get vaccinated.
I'm doing that. I didn't. So, Billy, you wanted me to do that?
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
What was that?
Got a dental dam or a mask? What's happening here? Well, I think people have been dating.
I think you're right.
Some of these government agencies are a little behind.
And they aren't waiting for you to tell us what to do.
Did you know that in Oregon, this is kind of interesting, what you would call a landing strip, Christy?
Yes.
In the realm of shaving, they call the Oregon Trail.
Oh, how about that? Isn't that nice? Yeah.
Silly. Sure. Very common.
Any other stories?
She
was right there. Yeah,
pick up the pace of
it. I hate all of it.
I don't know how we got left in that time. We're just standing here. We know how it goes.
I hate all of you.
A COVID-19 therapy derived from llamas is showing promise in early trials.
Sure it is.
The BBC reports the treatment made of nanobodies or simpler versions of antibodies, which llamas and camels naturally produce in response to infection.
I thought nanobodies watch the regular antibodies kids. Isn't that right?
No, those are nanny bodies.
Nanny
bodies. Oh, so silly.
I'm sorry. So this isn't one of those things where you calm down when you pet the lions or the llamas, rather.
Llamas? Llamas.
This isn't one of those.
Hey, kids, we're going to go see the llamas.
Sorry. This isn't one of those.
I don't know
things.
If you've been to our zoo before, but they've got the badass llamas.
Oh,
over
that's
there.
Beautiful.
They're beautiful. You know what? They got birds there, too.
Oh, yeah. You see the penguins?
The penguins, and then they have that one bird.
Oh, the flamingos.
And then they got a macaque over there.
Macaque.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot the joke there.
That's right. Sorry.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together,
It's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.